Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as in fine health stores. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Diana Clark.
Hey, good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Women's Hour, giving voice to the feminine. It's a show my lovely and bestie friend Diana Clark and I do here on the third Friday of every month. Hi, Diana.
Good morning, Brenda.
Yes, one of my besties. And we have a lot of fun here doing this show. But first, I have a couple of announcements that I'd like to make. Just want to remind you of the free October events happening at Vitamin Life. They are free, but you do have to register because seating is limited. And this one coming up this Saturday, October 19th, noon to 1 p.m. is on stress and health. And we know, folks, we know from studies, we know from our own lives, how stress affects our health, especially when we have chronic stress. Everybody's stressed from time to time, but when you have chronic stress in your life, it is going to lead eventually to a breakdown in your body somewhere, or more than somewhere, and you are going to be led into illness and disease eventually. I feel this is a really good talk to attend if you have the opportunity, and you can sign up. Everything is on our website, conscioustalk.net, in the events section. And then if you're in the store, it's 10% off of everything, which is such a great deal. Want to remind you, we had Tom Palladino on the show a couple of times. You may have heard his show. If not, you can find out about it in our archives. But he is giving a free 15-day trial of the Scalar Light method that he uses. He can eradicate pathogens. He has scientific results of all of this. He's got a lot offering in this 15 days that he does for you. It's a free trial. It doesn't hurt you to try it. Give it a try and see what it happens. And all you have to do is go to Scalar, S-C-A-L-A-R, light.com. That's scalarlight.com, S-C-A-L-A-R, light.com, to sign up for that and give it a whirl. And if you try some of these things that our show, we have people coming on that offer, let us know. You can email us at info@conscioustalk.net or contact us through our Facebook page, and we'll be right back.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk, well, it's time for another session of the Women's Hour, where the feminine focus shines its light on a compelling area of our lives not often illuminated. And today, the focus is on the illusion of fear. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Diana Clark.
And thank you, Benny, and welcome, folks, to the Women's Hour, giving voice to the feminine. It's a show that we do here on Conscious Talk Radio every third Friday of the month. And because it's the Women's Hour, my best friend and lovely co-host, Diana Clark, is with me. Good morning, Diana.
Good morning, Brenda.
And we get to talk about subjects that are rarely discussed on the air, and that's what makes this show fun. And and I want to just set this up for our listeners real quick, Diana. The illusion of fear. I titled it that way on purpose. And let me explain what I mean by that. Okay. First of all, I'm not talking about the fear where if a wild animal was chasing you or if you were being stalked by somebody, that fear is legitimate fear.
Absolutely.
It's real fear. It's legitimate. That fear can, if you don't go into a complete panic or hyperventilate, that fear can actually direct you, help you. Mm-hmm. The fear that Diana and I want to discuss today, the one I call illusionary, is the one that was dreamed up, if you will, as an idea from the small mind, the mind that is separate, the mind that doesn't know itself as God presence or the higher self, whatever you want to call it, who we really are. Mm-hmm. that because that fear, which is the fear of God and the fear of, you know, things that the small mind makes up that are not real, is that illusionary fear. Remember, false evidence appearing real is, you know, the acronym for that. Mm-hmm. That's the fear that we're talking about today. The fear that we, you know, get up in the morning and we fear we won't have enough money to pay the bills. We fear that we won't have enough food on our table. Now, while that may seem real, that kind of fear is what will stop you in your tracks from having any creative energy, any connection to the divine of you that can give you the answers and lead you in a direction that can solve that problem.
Right. That piece around that separation is about control, don't you think?
It is. Yeah. Absolutely. We've been taught, we've been educated, if you will. We've been taught about fear. We've been taught to fear God. And here's the real problem with that. Here's the real challenge that we have. When we fear God, we're denying a part of ourselves. The greater part of ourselves, in fact.
Right.
We are divine beings. We are a part of God. Our higher self is that part of us, or that divine self is that part of us. The mind, the small mind, is the smaller part of us that came in with body. When we came into a body, incarnated into a body, we took on a personality, and the small mind was activated. And that small mind believes it is separate from God, from who we really are. And so it operates out of fear and control.
Yeah. Yeah, I always think of it in terms of it's the God of me, because I feel so connected with a source, spirit, God, light, goddess, whatever you're calling that from which we come from. Mm-hmm. And for me, there could never be a separation. I don't fear that at all. Mm-hmm. I want to be as godlike as I could be on this planet. That's why I'm always saying I'm really walking, you know, as much as I can, that higher road or the Christ consciousness. Mm-hmm. And to me, it is not about religion, because so much in, especially the newer religions, there is so much of that separation. And that really is about controlling the people. And
yes.
So that's, I think, where that original piece of separation really came in. And then people give their power away to that illusion.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the fact that we, you know, fear was an idea of the small mind or the personality. And what we do is everything's an idea in the illusionary world. And this world here is all illusion.
Mm-hmm.
We are dreaming this up. We are thinking this up. We are giving meaning to everything. We have the ideas. And what we do with an idea is we put our belief into it. And then it becomes, in our small mind, very real in our lives.
Mm-hmm. Well, where you have that belief piece, you know, you had to have had a thought, which so rapidly, it just takes seconds, that if I have a thought that I'm separate from something, and then my heart pounds a little because that's a little bit of fear is now going in there from that thought.
Mm-hmm.
And then boom, there's that belief. I have a core belief instantly, and it does happen in seconds. And that's why you're always having to pay attention. You want to be in that higher awareness of that lesser egoic mind, because it only takes seconds for that to happen.
Yeah, and then milliseconds.
And then if you're seeing, oh, I can't pay that bill, oh, it's very real. And now you've totally bought into it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's so important to always be in that space of our divine connection, because we're divine beings. We are spiritual beings. And
Absolutely.
We are totally connected to that source.
Mm-hmm. I want to put this out there. What if everything is God?
Mm-hmm.
Everything. Everything, everything, everything. This chair I'm sitting on is God. The desk is God. The computer I'm looking at is God. And the reason I say that is it all came from all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And we are divine beings. We are part of God. So everything has to be a part of God.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. Even the bad actors in the world are of God. Mm-hmm. And when we deny God in anything and in anyone, we're denying it in ourselves. And when we deny God in the self, the small mind is now completely in charge, and you're going to be living from a lot of fear, a lot of separation, a lot of punishment, a lot of control, a lot of defensiveness. There's going to be a lot of anger laying. If it isn't exposed, it's deep. And that's, verging on with a lot of people, rage. Not that those emotions aren't things that we have and can have. But when you're living in the small mind, when you have literally denied the God of you, you're like floating out there on the ocean without a life raft or a life belt.
Yes.
And so you live in a lot of fear. And what we do, and this is what creates a tremendous amount of stress in the body, and what we do because we're in so much pain from being that isolated or believing that we are alone and separate and helpless and powerless, because when you live that way, you feel powerless. We have to push all that fear and pain down because we can't live with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that would be where that judgment piece comes in, I think.
Yes.
Going back to what you said, about what if God were, in a chair and the computer, all of these things. I really like that thought because it was making me feel that, boy, when you think like that, wouldn't you take care of everything you bought?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's like it kind of has a complete circle in that my thought would be, oh, I'm taking care of this because this is also part of God. And
yes.
I would want to take care of it. And I'm not going to go kick it across the room if I'm angry. I'm going to think I'm going to be in a higher awareness. So I love that thought.
Mm-hmm.
That's very cool.
Your animals are God.
Yes.
We're all God. And when we see bad actors, if you notice bad actors in your living space, or maybe you're being a bad actor because you are so afraid, even if you're not feeling that fear, you've pushed it deep inside. When you do not know that you are God presence, when you do not embody that, when you do not embrace that, you can't help but be afraid. You can't help but feel separate. You can't help but feel powerless and helpless in your lives. And when you feel that and you're not willing to be with that and willing to heal those deep, deep, deep wounds of separation, you're going to live in a lot of anger, a lot of control, a lot of defensiveness, and you're going to be pretty miserable. And because we can't hold it, it's too painful, we project it out onto one another.
And punishment.
And punishment, yes. And what do we do when we do that? Because we are God presence. Think how powerful that energy really is because we are God presence. And we're going to continue talking about this, folks. We are talking about the illusion of fear here today on the Women's Hour, and we'll be right back after these messages. There's great benefit to raising consciousness in your environment. You feel a higher sense of well-being, sleep and meditate more deeply, boost your natural healing ability, increase focus, concentration, and creativity. You can have these results in your living and working space with Focused Life Force Energy Innovations. Experience Focused Life Force Energy for yourself in a free 15-day trial with no strings attached. To apply, go to ConsciousTalk.net and click on Conscious Partners at the top of the homepage. Rob and I are on this program and loving it. We feel more joy and happiness, a higher sense of well-being, and we're sleeping better. And we've also noticed our animals are more playful and energetic. Make your home a healing sanctuary or take the good feelings, high consciousness energy with you on your cell phone with the FLFE program. Don't forget to get your free trial today at ConsciousTalk.net in the Conscious Partners section.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's 3-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today.
Touchdown!
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers and online. Don't accept a substitute.
Conscious Talk. Food for the soul is our mission for nutrition. For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven Power pH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com.
Would you like to have a better flow of money in your life? Or would you like more inspiration and creative ideas? How about having your body return to its natural healthy size and condition? Why not travel to the realm of the masters? You can do all of these while enjoying a relaxing, powerful, guided meditative journey designed and led by me, Krista Gibson, publisher of New Spirit Journal. Guided meditative journeys can be a very powerful and effective way to improve your life. While you relax for about 20 minutes, you're led through an adventure in consciousness where you use your imagination and feelings to experience a greater connection to the answers you seek. Sometimes you meet and hear from guides or angels while listening to waves, a stream, or rain and thunder. Available as immediate MP3 downloads to your computer, these journeys could be your next step. Visit anoasisforyoursoul.com. That's anoasisforyoursoul.com.
Get your daily dose of variety. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, welcome back, folks. Thanks for joining Diana Clark and me, Brenda Michaels, here today on the Women's Hour, giving voice to the feminine. I just want to remind you of our website, ConsciousTalk.net. There's a lot of events up there that are unfolding for the fall, and there's just, you know, there's a lot on our website to peruse. So if you're interested, check it out at ConsciousTalk.net. And then check out our Facebook page. You want to get a hold of us, you can get a hold of us there. But check it out. We got a lot on that page as well, or those pages. I'm here with Diana Clark today. It is the Women's Hour. We are talking about fear. And Diana, there are a lot of things that we are fearful of, and I know that you and I've made a couple of lists of things that that people really fear, and we're talking really about illusionary fear. Mm-hmm. This isn't the fear of if someone is, you know, trying to harm you or something. That's real fear.
Right.
We're talking about the fear that we have about ourselves, about our separation from the God of us, and how we project that onto others in the world.
Exactly. Well, you know, during our break, I wrote down a couple of fear elements that I see a lot. You know, I work with clients a lot, and I would put at the top of the list fear of being alone. Mm-hmm. When we're looking at fear of being alone, it's because of attachments. And mm-hmm. so I have so many people that always want to know, how can I get out of this? Because it is painful. We suffer a lot because of that one. I know I did early on in life, and that when I was able to work my way through that to get to where I'm at today, it is night and day. when we're in that place of fear of being alone through an attachment, which means we stay in pretty awful circumstances, because a lot of people think, well, this is the devil I know. And they will stay in some pretty awful situations. Mm-hmm. In order to get traversed to the other side, it does take a lot of work. And again, going back to what we've kind of been talking about, is kind of like the God in me, the God of myself. When I'm divinely connected, which is in my heart center, I will begin to look at attachments differently, because I'm getting a lot of comfort in my divine connection. And the big one is I fall in love with myself. Mm-hmm. I also am choosing situations that produce peace. So a lot of people that are spreading themselves too thin, they're experiencing lots of drama and stress. So peace is very important. As I'm losing attachment, I begin to experience that I'm standing in my own power. When I'm in my own power, I experience freedom of my soul. Joy's already inside of you. So you can imagine, Brenda, and I know you've done this work, when you do this work, that's the end result. Then you are experiencing freedom of the soul, and that's everything. You no longer have this desire that I must have that and I must have that to be happy. So that's the really, really big one for a lot of people. And the other one is, it kind of goes hand in hand, fear of change, which is fear of the unknown. And I often tell people that, you know, life does happen outside your comfort zone. So those are the two really big ones I have seen.
Oh, yes. Well, it's so interesting, because fear was born out of the idea of separation. That's how fear was born. It was an idea. And the idea was, we are not God presence. The idea was, we are these lowly humans dependent on a God that we pray to, and we place this God above ourselves. And this God isn't necessarily, in a lot of religions, a benevolent God. This is a God that you fear, a punishing God. Now remember, folks, this was all an idea born from the small mind, born out of separation, that believes it is not God presence, that believes it is small and powerless and helpless to take care of the self, praying to a God that is above it, praying to a God that is judgmental and punishing. And you can see how those ideas turn into these beliefs that really drive a lot of human behavior that is not heart-centered, not soul-driven, but ego, the small mind, the egoic mind-driven. And the ones that were apparent to me, Diana, that really I really had to get to the bottom of in my life, and we help our clients get to the bottom of, the one seed, if you will, that germinates these false beliefs or false ideas, is the fear of not being worthy, or the belief that we are not worthy of God presence.
Yeah, it's that thing, I'm not enough.
That's right.
And that's that lesser egoic mind that is telling most people that daily, that they're just not enough. They're not that enough and this enough. And it goes on and on. And that is so instilled in the vast majority of people. And it is the false lie of the egoic mind. It's not true. Because you are, as in your state, you are God presence, because you're connected with that from which you came from. You are, you're not separate. And
that's
so
right. All
of that stuff going on in your head, that old tape, that's a great place to start, too, when you're starting your inward journey, is to start paying attention to your thought forms.
Yes.
That tell you why you can't do something.
And here's an interesting piece of this, too, and how it sort of, you know, all connects. When we are in a belief, whether we know it or not, if you're living from your egoic mind, the small mind, and you are not in the awareness, whether you believe it yet or not, but in the awareness that you are God presence, that everything is of God. If you're not there and you're living in that small self, that's where you're making your choices and decisions from. And it was Einstein that said, you cannot solve a problem at the level of consciousness that created it. And what he really meant is when you have a belief that you are separate from God, or God has nothing to do with your life, you're living from the small self. That belief is what creates the problem. The small self is what germinates those problems. And here's the insanity of it. And then we go back to the small self to try to solve the problem that the small self actually created and called forth. And that is that circle. That's that insanity piece. We're trying to solve that problem from the very, very place that created or called forth the problem to begin with.
Exactly.
So if we don't connect to the God self, the higher self, so that we can take the problem to the altar of God, if you will, which is the God of us, take that problem there, surrender it over, ask for guidance and direction, get into breathing and meditation and getting deeply connected, where I can tell you, and you know this, Diana, I know this, that the answers are given to us when we're ready to receive them. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is when you are in that absolute place of deep surrender and knowing that you are God connected and part of God, the answers will be given to you.
Absolutely.
But we're the ones that say no to the answer, even if we get connected, if we're not truly committed to that God piece of us.
Well, that's why it's so important to do that work.
Yes.
The work that we're always talking about, you know, into that work that takes us into that higher awareness, that higher consciousness. It is so extremely important. It will be the most important thing you will ever do in your life. Because
it's really the work we came here to do.
Exactly. So without that, you're kind of floundering around, like you said, in old belief systems. And a lot of people have been told many awful things about themselves by others, are not supported in the way that they needed to be, are not having felt loved. And when you're looking at that picture, when we're talking about that mass consciousness, that's a lot of people on the planet. And that's why this work we're doing, this is why we are here. We are here to do the deeper work. We're looking at the things we don't like about ourselves. We're morphing and changing. And, you know, a big piece in that too, Brenda, is around forgiveness of the self. That's a big part of that journey, is that I know for myself, it was really hard to forgive myself for things I've done in my past. And until I got deeper into my walk, and it was much easier for me to, let's say, forgive you if you did something.
Absolutely.
And so that's a big one for people.
It's probably the biggest piece for people is to let themselves off the hook. Because honestly, folks, when we know better, we do better. But when we don't know, because we have been brainwashed and filled with negativity and treated badly to where we don't believe we're worthy and that we deserve to be punished and pushed down and pushed back, how could we not react that way? In that knowing, that how could you not react that way? There's compassion to be found. And it's in the compassion that we can actually release ourselves from that hell. Because that is a private hell that we create when we live in that energy. Well, we're going to leave it there for a few minutes, take a break, and we'll be back right after these messages.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's that time of year again when everyone suffers from some kind of upper respiratory problem. We miss work and feel miserable spending too much time with doctors and pharmacists. That is, unless we protect ourselves and our families with a product that I recommend to my patients, Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Rinse. Clear combines the unique properties of xylitol and the health-promoting benefits of a saline nasal spray to help cleanse, moisturize, and soothe your sinuses and nasal passages. Clear helps wash away bacteria, pollens, and other irritants before they have a chance to attack the sensitive tissues in your upper respiratory tract. Clear is easy to use, effective, and safe for people of all ages. Clear is simply your best defense in an increasingly dirty and polluted world. I use it myself. You can find clear saline nasal spray and sinus wash at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, CVS, Rite Aid, and other drugstore supermarkets and pharmacies near you, as well as Amazon. Or you can visit Clear on the web at clear.com. That's www.xlear.com.
For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven Power pH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Conscious Talk. Radio that lights the way. What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with the spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order the novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly one in three Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Ready to shake things up? Try Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, we're back. You're listening to the Women's Hour, giving voice to the feminine. It's a show that my co-host Diana Clark and I do every third Friday of the month here on Conscious Talk Radio. And today we're talking about the illusion of fear. And we're not talking about the fear of if you're being chased by a wild animal or something like that. That's real fear. We're talking about the fear of separation, the fear and the belief that you are not God presence and what that creates in a life. And Diana, you have a really good story about that.
I do. Well, you know, I was born in the South, born in Alabama, raised in Texas, but I did spend quite a bit of time in the Deep South. And one of the things that I noticed right away as a kid is when the adults got together, they were always arguing, and I mean heated arguments, you know, faces turning red, sweat pouring from their brow. And it was always about the Bible and God. And us kids would, within 10 minutes, this would happen every time they got together. So us kids would take off, you know, come back later, and by then they're like having meltdowns. And even as a child, I knew there is something wrong with this picture of God and the Bible and the way that they were doing it. And it seemed very insane. And you mentioned that earlier, Brenda, which is what made me think of this, is that it was such an insanity. And so there were many different religious groups in the South, different forms of Christianity mostly. And that was kind of what I saw. It didn't really matter which group it was, but there was always that thing and lots of judgments. And that was my thing that I went, you know, I believe in God, but I believe I'm part of God. I think God is full of love and peace and wonderful things because that's what God would be. And so I'm so grateful that I came in with this sense, this wisdom, maybe from a past life, wherever mm-hmm. it came from. But I'm so happy that I had that peace that was there. No matter how much my dad was wanting to cram religion down my throat, mm-hmm. it just always seemed insane. It's like, why would I fear something so wonderful? Mm-hmm. And so, so it's interesting. I did end up doing this deeper walk. And to me, that God of me, it all makes sense now. Of course, I always felt like part of it because that is the truth. That's the real thing, mm-hmm. not to be feared.
Yes. And you know what's so fascinating about the small mind, the egoic mind? Honestly, to the egoic mind, to believe in the God of you, to get in touch with that higher part of you is almost treasonous mm-hmm. to the small mind. Mm-hmm. And that is why it fights back so hard. It literally defends itself against the realization, the truth that we are God presence, because mm-hmm. that is the only truth there is. Mm-hmm. From that truth springs everything, the joy, the inner joy that we talk about, Diana, that we carry naturally, mm-hmm. about the compassion that we have available, that the forgiveness is there, that the peace is already there. All of that is all present, but it's buried deeply under all this illusionary fear and belief that we are small, that we are powerless, that we are helpless, that we are not worthy, that we are not good enough, that we lack anything in our lives. And those ideas that became beliefs have been carried through thousands and thousands and thousands of years and thousands and millions of generations. And so you see how deeply rooted the idea that we are not God, you see how deeply rooted it is. Mm-hmm. You see it in families. And you see it in the culture, in the mass consciousness, mm-hmm. how deeply rooted this problem really is, mm-hmm. and how we can get off center so easy, how we can become a warring group of people, how we can become a hated and hateful group of people, how we can be hard and unforgiving, mm-hmm. how you brought up the fear of change, how afraid we are to change. I mean, all that, all of those things, folks, if you're living in any of that, and we go in and out, there's no doubt about it, and there's nothing wrong with that. There is no right or wrong in God's world. There simply is. We're the ones that give meaning to it, and when we live in the small mind, we give the negative meaning to it. When you are connected to who you really are, then you are giving out a higher way, a compassionate way, a forgiving way. When we can look upon one another, even when we're acting bad, and we can say, I know who you are in truth. I know the truth of you. You are a light. You are God presence. When we can start to do that, we can change the world. When we can look upon another, and yeah, they may be really acting bad, but when we can identify and claim the God of them, we're actually helping them to shine their light. We're actually helping them to shift and change, even if they don't know it. And we'll talk a little bit more about that after we come back. Stay tuned.
Everyone's raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus, CBD oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts. offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It is our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD oil products by CB Sciences today. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
Conscious Talk, radio that transforms your life.
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are the only brand of probiotics that do just that. Dr. O'Hara's is the only probiotic capsule that contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics online, as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers nationwide today.
There's a reason they invented the internet. It's called 1150kknw.com.
And welcome back. You are listening to the Women's Hour today, giving voice to the feminine. I'm Brenda Michaels.
And I'm Diana Clark.
And we are your hosts here today, that we do this every third Friday of the month. And Diana and I love doing this because we get to get into some deeper conversations, mm-hmm. and really discover and learn things about ourselves and each other along the way. And then we bring it to you because we love sharing what we're learning. And Diana, you and I have talked so much about separation and the fear of God and being in complete denial of the God of us. And that means that we're these small victims, really. That's where the victimhood, being a victim all comes from, is a belief that we are not God, that we are not God presence. And that deep, deep knowing that we are is what you and I are discussing today. And before we went to the break, I was talking about being able to look upon bad actors, people that are doing horrible things, and instead of identifying with that small self that was taught to hate, that was taught to fear, that was taught to be angry, that was taught to treat themselves and other beings in a terrible way, when we can look upon that person and we can claim the God of them, claim the God in them, we are actually opening up the light for them on a consciousness level. It's all about consciousness. So in consciousness, we're actually seeding and opening the door for them to walk through. Now, whether they do or not, that's not our job to shepherd that. Our job is to shepherd in the truth that we are all God presence. In ourselves, first and foremost, and then in every other being, regardless of how they are acting out. And they're only acting out because they've been taught to act out that way. They're wounded. They're hurting.
So it's making me think when I'm hearing this, Brenda, you know, because I don't want to make light of that. You know, when we're in fear, that is it's a gigantic piece to move. Because there's so many angles to it, so many things that have happened to people, a lot of traumas. And so I always, when I'm talking about fear, have such great compassion for all of us, because this is, it's a big one. So we're not making light of that, but we are saying that you are way more than that fear.
Yes.
We are saying that you are that God presence. You are this amazing being. And when we can get in touch with that part, I believe that we can shift anything. Mm-hmm. And then I think that we all feel some sense of a fear here or there when you're making a big change. I think that's very normal. Mm-hmm. But it's what we do with it. And you said something a minute ago about, you know, being a victim. And when we can really look at it clearly, we don't want to move into victimhood. And it can be scary because we want to move into our light.
Into our power,
yeah,
yes.
Our light, mm-hmm. our power. Mm-hmm. And when we're in that space, you will always look back and you kind of chuckle at yourself and you always go, mm-hmm. what was I so afraid of?
Yes.
And that's the beauty of this work that we do when we're always talking about, you know, our inward journey, our awakening. This is that, God, it's such a big one. Mm-hmm. But, and anytime it pops up, if that fear pops up again, because I don't think that any of this work that you get it 100% all the time.
Because
we're
no.
humans. So
yeah.
I know for myself that when I have something fearful pop up, I kind of hold on to that a minute because I start to kind of contemplate it. Mm-hmm. I start to think, where is this coming from and why mm-hmm. am I feeling this way? So I kind of do my own self-meditation kind of thing
yes.
so that I get through it so that I'm not holding on to that. But I do want to understand always where it's coming from. And so the work is, we always are saying, you know, yes, it can be hard work, but it also can be so joy-filled because it's so rewarding. It's
yes.
so rewarding.
Well, and I think what you just said is very important, Diana. When fear comes up, when anger comes up, when any of those emotions that are rooted in fear, that come from that seed of separation, if we would just take a moment, like you said, mm-hmm. instead of try to push it away or push it down or project it onto something or someone,
mm-hmm.
if we just take a moment and take a breath and contemplate, think, where did that come from? First of all, just your awareness, just that question of like, why am I feeling this?
Right.
Where did this actually come from? What was I taught about this? Where did I learn that? If you stop and question any of those things that come up, you actually retrain the brain. It's like you trip the brain wave because there's a deep pattern that's been created in the mind, in the small mind, in the brain. And I'm not talking about the heart, the brain, heart. There is an actual brain of the heart. The heart center is where the actual brain is. I'm talking the smaller mind here.
Mm-hmm.
We trip it up every time we question. When we suddenly stop and we question, that creates that little chink there.
Mm-hmm.
And it trips up that pattern. It creates that little chink in the pattern. And every time we do that, the pattern lessens.
Mm-hmm.
And we start to create a new neural pathway of questioning and then actually waiting and searching and going on an adventure for the answer for that. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Where you actually want to contemplate it, you actually want to mm-hmm. dig and dig and dig until you get the answer. And now you're creating a new neural pathway in the brain that's not going to be every time something comes up, you're automatically going to go into that deep fear again. It's like peeling back the layers of the onion. You may go into fear again, but you won't go deep into it. You won't go so far into it that you're swallowed up by it. You're paralyzed. You can't do anything with it except project it on to an experience or another person so you can get rid of it.
Yeah, and you know, sometimes I've even found myself, if a fear pops up, and I will think, God, I don't even believe that anymore. Where did
yes.
that come from?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because when you do that inner work, and you do that consistently, and you practice it, practice it, practice it, that's the result.
Yeah.
That's the result. You find yourself living in so much more peace and joy. And you're realizing how capable you are, because God presence, the God of us, is completely capable, completely 100%. There is no questioning. We're capable. We're worthy. We're that. we're not the other. We've just believed in the idea of the other.
I like that. My final thought on this whole thing is that, you know, whenever you really look at all these pieces that we work on to become more enlightened beings, I think that the fear factor, when that one is really looked at and we really begin to conquer that, mm-hmm. I think that's such a huge, it's like that big block that gets removed, and it really opens up really what you are. When you can get fear out of the factor of the whole thing, you really do begin to see what beautiful beings we are. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I always have this thing that when people talk about how horrible people are, that kind of, it's a bit of an irritation for me because it's not true.
It's
humans
not true.
Are full of love. They're full of peace. They're beautiful.
They're God presence.
There you go. And it's like, so they haven't yet conquered their inward journey. They haven't begun that yet. But inside, it is what I have found people to be. They're these beautiful beings.
Absolutely.
And people put down humans so much all of the time, but that's not true. It's actually quite an honor to be in human form.
Mm-hmm.
It's all what you're going to do with it.
It's all what we do with it, yes. And when we stop believing the lies and start affirming the truth of who we are, even if you don't believe it, folks, start affirming it today. Affirm it every moment that you can. We can change the world. And these times are dark times right now, and we can bring the light to it when we're willing to witness the light in ourselves and the light in others. And witness it, if you have to, until you believe it. You can retrain yourself that way. That's what we need to do. Stop believing the lie that you are not God presence, and start affirming that you are, and see it and witness it and affirm it in everything and everybody. And just doing that every day consistently will change your life. I guarantee it. Well, Diana, as always, thank you so much, my dear, for your input and your wisdom and your love. Love you lots.
I love you too.
And folks, thank you for tuning in. Have a beautiful day, and we'll see all of you next time right here on the Women's Hour.
Would you like to have a better flow of money in your life? Or would you like more inspiration and creative ideas? How about having your body return to its natural, healthy size and condition? Why not travel to the realm of the masters? You can do all of these while enjoying a relaxing, powerful, guided meditative journey designed and led by me, Krista Gibson, publisher of New Spirit Journal. Guided meditative journeys can be a very powerful and effective way to improve your life. While you relax for about 20 minutes, you're led through an adventure in consciousness where you use your imagination and feelings to experience a greater connection to the answers you seek. Sometimes you meet and hear from guides or angels while listening to waves, a stream, or rain and thunder. Available as immediate MP3 downloads to your computer, these journeys could be your next step. Visit anoasisforyoursoul.com. That's anoasisforyoursoul.com.
Conscious Talk. Radio that gives back to yourself.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, Mu Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements, or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.